Well, Cook County is a long way from Veterans Administration medical facilities. Our population of military veterans is aging as well, is increasing due to wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Getting veterans to their medical and related appointments can be difficult. That's where Cook County Veteran Service Officer Clarence Clinker Everson comes in. He makes sure the vets can get to where they need to go. However, the state's enhancement grant that helps with such transportation ran out in June. The Cook County Board and the Grand Portage Reservation Tribal Council have jumped into the gap to help veterans get that necessary transportation. And what did happen in June to cause problems for the vets of Cook County and Grand Portage?
Well, it seemed like we had a bigger fluctuation of the new ones, the younger ones that came back from the Middle East. They have a lot of problems, and the money just went real fast. Prior to that, when the state was giving us our $13,500 each year, everything was good, but I don't know what happened. We just got overwhelmed, and we ran out of funding, and that's about all I can tell you on that.
Have other veterans in less isolated parts of Minnesota faced problems in getting transportation to their medical appointments?
Well, in most cases, it's pretty much similar, except when you get to the bigger cities like Duluth. There's a lot of different DAV. There's the Veterans of America, and there's all kinds of buses that go down. But like for up here in Grand Marais, you still have to send the veteran to Duluth, and then you'd have to go back later in the evening and get them. So we're in a very unique situation up here, as well as like northern St. Louis County and even Lake County has some problems with the same thing. But we're really at the worst.
Well, how did the RTC and Cook County Board help with this, Clinker?
Well, when I ran out of funding, I didn't know what to do, so being as I'm a veteran service officer up here in Grand Portage, I went to our tribal chairman and told him what was going on, and we got together with the tribal council and talked it over, and the tribal council stepped up to the plate and decided to help us, because they know without the veteran getting down there and getting help, it would be really a sad situation. We had a nice meeting, and all the veterans got together, and the tribal council chipped in and decided to give us $15,000 to cover for the veterans here on the reservation to get down to these facilities.
And then what did the county board do?
Well, the county board, they stepped up to the plate, too. Their year is different, so they stepped up with no problem and chipped in $5,000 for the rest of this year. And then just recently, I went to apply for the 013 enhancement grant that would be from them. Three out of the four voted very, very well. They wanted that. One was definitely against it. But I guess, you know, you can't please them all. I'd sure like to thank Sue and Jan and Mr. Sabania there for stepping up to the plate and helping these veterans. So we're good to go now through 2013.
And how important is it to have local support when the state and federal governments aren't there to help?
Well, without those guys, I don't know what I'd do. I would probably have to try and drive some of these myself. The state has basically forbid me to do any of that. But, what good is my job if I can't take care of the vets all the way? It's easy to file a claim for somebody, and it's easy to know that they got a problem, but it's very, very difficult to get them down to the proper facility. So, yeah, we just had to do it.
What does this transportation mean for the veterans?
It's just a difference of good health and no health. For most of them that want to go, they have eye troubles, they have hearing troubles is a big thing. PTSD has been a great and dramatic experience for these war veterans that were actually in country, and they all need this help. Without it, they just deteriorate and disappear into the woodwork.
What does it look like for future federal and state transportation funding for our vets?
Well, at last meeting with the county and last meeting with the tribal council, both government groups are going to try and write letters and make some phone calls down there. I went ahead and talked to Klobuchar, and she went to the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs inquiring what the heck's going on. Why are we dropping this enhancement grant to help these veterans get to the thing? And I got in a little bit of trouble for that. So now the two governments here are going to write letters and make some phone calls. So I think that it'll really help, and I'm confident that this will come back. I understand that when you think about a veteran, you got to think federal. So really, in all reality, the federal should do it. But the federal has been passing the buck down to the state, and now the state is passing it on down to the counties is what it looks like. But I'm still hoping for bigger and better times.
Sometimes you just have to ruffle some feathers.
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, thanks, Clinker, for giving us the latest on the transportation funding and needs of Cook County and Grand Portage veterans.